Gene, you go back with the organization quite a bit. We know you, business leader, Bar 38. What got you involved in supporting Casa Milagro Youth Solutions?
You know, I've been around the arts and for a number of years, from performing arts to visual arts to musical arts, you know, all of them. And so it had its natural attraction, and then, you know, support for youth.
So I'm thinking you're just scouting for the next wave of talent.
That's it.
What happens when you see the work that Casa Milagro Youth Solutions does? And then we'll ask Millie about some of the details of how they interact with youth. But what do you see when you see these youth get involved in the arts?
I just see them coming out of some shells and being able to express themselves and to get involved in some subject matters that might be really pertinent to their own lives at that particular time, and, you know, issues that they might be dealing with, and direct some of their creative talents that they might not even know that they have.
Millie Dolan, thank you again for your service years ago on KUVO's board of directors. It's a small world, and we love to see folks coming back around to tell stories like this. Casa Milagro Youth Solutions, it's called on some of the material interactive theater, healing theater. How do you work with youth? Describe what an encounter at Casa Milagro is like.
Okay, so we have short interactive performances, and this is based on Forum Theater, Theater of the Press by Augusto Boan. And so we have these short performances that go to a point of crisis, and we have a facilitator that's our Joker that is leading the performance. So when he gets to a point, he stops it, and then he talks to the youth, the audience, and asks what they saw that went wrong, how they felt about it, and how they would change something. So then they have the opportunity, we run the play, and then the youth have the opportunity to stop the play and then share their thoughts, their ideas. And the Joker then asks them to come up and replace one of the actors, and then with their idea. So then it goes into improv. Our actors just work off of what those now they're called spect actors that step up. So they go in and they provide their idea when suggesting whatever that suggestion is.
Yeah, yeah.
And generating more ideas for the other actors or the audience that are there to participate.
But you're actually working through some pretty tough issues in these presentations.
They're real life situations that we present. So it's on teen dating violence, gang intervention, bullying, drugs.
The fun stuff.
Anything. But it ends up being in the presentation, they are fun.
How do you describe what it's like to support this kind of work?
You know, I came up through the Chicano movement through the years, and teatro has always been an integral part of our expression. And a lot of that is the growth of street theater. And, you know, that's even where Tony Garcia and Su Teatro and, you know, the roots, you know, of the theater down there is.
I saw Tony in one of your videos, so he's involved too. Good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think it's an important type of avenue, outlet, you know, for these kids to be able to get involved with. And, you know, I think it's important. And the arts is so, so important and a way for youth to be able to look within and then express. And then if you can overcome some inhibitions in the process and let something out that might really be bothering.
How long has Casa Milagro Youth Solutions been doing this kind of work, Millie?
This is our 10th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We were looking up the definition of Milagro. How do you define it?
Well, it is a miracle. And so the miracle is in the youth's voices.
Millie Dolan from Casa Milagro Youth Solutions.org. Gene Lucero in the house as well. Appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for dropping by.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.